Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 21st of April at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking about renewable energy. First, about how solar and HVO can help companies. And secondly, we'll be looking about whether hydrogen energy is a realistic source of fuel, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the government has decided not to allow RTE to offload the €600,000 a year cost of administering a pension scheme for retired staff. RTE wrote to the Department of Communications last autumn asking for permission to amend the regulations of a defined benefit superannuation scheme. The change would have made the fund pay for its own operational costs. RTE claimed the cost of supporting the pension scheme had risen significantly and at a time when the cash-strapped station needed the money to support other priorities. Angry pensioners had accused RTE of trying to raid the scheme and urged the government not to grant the request. And yesterday, pensioners were informed that the application had been refused and that the cost of the scheme would continue to be paid by RTE. The spokesperson for the station said that RTE noted the decision. Business Today reports that a working paper by the US National Bureau of Economic Research posed the question, does quitting social media make you happier? The answer, based on one of the largest experiments ever conducted in the subject, leans towards yes, but with important nuances. The study tracked thousands of users who deactivated Facebook and Instagram, and the findings show a clear improvement in emotional well-being among those who stayed off the platforms longer. Users who deactivated Facebook for 6 weeks reported a 0.6 standard deviation improvement in emotional state, an index combining happiness, anxiety and depression. Instagram users who said the same saw a 0.041 standard deviation improvement. The researchers estimate that it is equivalent to around 3.8% more people saying that they feel happy often instead of sometimes. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Times reports that the top 10 individual unpublished tax settlements last year yielded €240 million for the Exchequer. New figures provided by the Minister of Finance, Simon Harris, show that revenue took in €692 million in unpublished tax settlements last year, a 24% increase on the €558 million yielded the year before. In a written Dáil reply, Mr. Harris confirmed that the €240 million from the top 10 individual settlements was a 43% increase on the top 10 settlements for 2024. The number of cases taken increased to 73,000 from 63,000 in 24. And Mr. Harris also disclosed that last year the largest amount of in unpublished settlements came from scientific research and development.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.